B-Pod Studios.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
According to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Let me see if I got this straight, Stan.
What?
So, a CIA agent filed a whistleblower's complaint on something that's been released publicly, and now they're going to nullify the election?
Don't even start with that.
I just want to see if I understand it. Is that correct?
No.
It's not?
Well, there's so much stuff going.
So true or false, was it a CIA agent?
True or false, did Trump want to shoot illegal immigrants in the ankles if they were crossing the border?
No, that's fake news.
I know.
He wanted venomous snakes and alligators.
Hide in a moat.
And he wanted it painted flat black. You know what this is? This is sheer panic.
Yeah, it is. I can't watch it.
I know why they wanted to bring that out. And it's very simple, because as it turns out, Barr wasn't kidding. He's actually in Italy getting to the bottom of what happened in 2016, they can't have that.
They want to stop that. I got my own issues here.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you something.
I got a few of my own, but I already told you about that off air.
Has to do with the meatball.
Yep. Undercooked.
So, it happens every time. Godsmack's supposed to come in here around 3
o'clock. Did they get the memo?
Yes.
About the concert stage versus the radio station?
I have not been in direct contact with Godsmack.
Mm-hmm.
But Matt Mangus has. We'll have our winner here. Oh, by the way, the winner who gets the ultimate Godsmack experience, his name is Andrew Feldkamp of Lehigh Acres.
Yeah.
He's going to get the whole the treatment. Now, here's what happens every time. Every time.
Are we expected to be rockers today?
I don't know.
And really
pump
it up?
You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be Stan.
But see, Stan and Haney would get along great with the Godsmack I know, which is, go away.
my wife and I were talking about my favorite voodoo.
I'm not the one that's so far away when you feel the snake bite enter your veins.
When you have a
never
major,
did I want to see you again,
please.
And I don't remember why I came.
Every song is like that. It's like, go away, leave me alone.
Well, they're not going to be left alone.
One of my favorite Godsmack songs is titled Keep Away.
Everybody, and this happens every time.
See, I identify with that.
They come out of the woodwork. I've got people who don't even know who we are.
Yeah?
Finding out who we are to see if they could go and meet a Godsmack when they're here. You watch. Watch what I'm saying right now. When they come in here...
Well, all we got for security is Rob.
I know.
Can he bow up at people?
When?
Don't tell me you're a coward.
I'm just smaller than even any of the women that work here. Like, I'm just a tiny guy.
He's only about 5'1".
I'll do my best. I'll throw my body on the line for you fellas, but...
But you watch. There's going to be people looking in the windows.
Do you have a copy of the memo about this being a radio station and not a concert stage and to act appropriately?
No.
Because that's what we're going to enforce.
They're going to be gawking. They're going to be watching.
I hate
they're
going
to be squeezing in. You're going to have a full room when all we want to do
is say hi
to Godsmack.
We live here.
Say hi to the winner, and they can go off and do their thing. Godsmack's coming down here. Now, I don't know who they're bringing with them, but I can tell you right now that there's about 15 people here.
No,
I don't want that. To get as close to the studio, and I want that. No.
Can't it just be the band and the winner? That will pack the studio.
Yes.
Our hangers-on, their hangers-on, got to stay outside. They can't come into the old squared circle.
I'm not even talking about the hangers-on. I'm talking about radio. I got a nephew who's real sick up in Massachusetts. I got to get a picture with them. Will it be all right if they do a signing after? Well, who are you? Where are you coming from?
You saying a sick kid is in his hospital bed going, I'm doing the best I ever did.
Yep.
I'm doing the best that I can.
Yep.
What?
It's watch. Just watch. You want to know if we're going to be rockers, Stan and Haney? All right. Just watch.
I just want to know what's expected.
What we always do. Just enough. But they're going to have a bunch of people around us. They're going to make, and all we want is to have the four guys in here. The fifth guy being the winner. Maybe say hi to the limo guy. Because he's...
Stan, if and I've done it. If I was playing guitar tonight at Germain Arena, the last thing I would want to do is go out the afternoon of to a radio station. That would be the last thing I wanted
all
to do.
I know is that they're on their way over. And and on top of that, I'd like to see Godsmack rough them up. Marvin is, I guess, going to be...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Marvin, I guess, is going to be tagging along so that he can...
Why?
So that... So
he films everything upside down anyway. So that, it's not usable.
So that he can document the whole experience.
He's no good at it.
That was with the old camera.
No, he convinced the powers that be here that somehow he understands digital and all this stuff. No, he's a scam artist. He can't even use a camera. It's been proven.
Yeah, I know. So here's what I understand. Galvin Marvin is going to be in here adding to the crowd in the studio.
Oh no.
Then he's going to skip into the limousine with them.
Oh god.
And then go down.
And he will. He'll skip and frolic
and he'll go down to Hertz Arena and follow the experience. Now,
is it too late to call in sick today?
No, too late. Now, Dave the Waterman is down there now. And
why?
He
told me that they told him he had to be at the arena at 7 in the morning and couldn't leave until the parking lot was empty.
He didn't get there that early.
But what are they making him do? What could he possibly do for that amount of time?
Here's what happened.
I have errands I need run.
Here's what happened. The last time he did a concert...
I wonder if Godsmack has, a personal assistant that I could borrow for just, a couple of hours.
Oh, they do.
Dave's taken up.
They do.
Yeah?
But they're taking the lucky winner, Andrew, around.
Oh.
But Dave's down there, and they want him down there early because last time he got squeezed out.
Maybe I could ask... Shannon Larkin, if he could keep an eye on the winner so I could take the assistant with
me. Shannon's not going to want to do that.
Well, I've heard he's a very, really, really good guy.
He is. Now, Dave is there by himself. And that's all I heard this morning when he was heading out, was I got to be there by myself. Now, I salute Matt Mangus. I guess he peeled off a 20 for him and said, get yourself a sandwich.
Mangus doesn't have... Well, maybe he does now.
Yeah, but a long time he didn't have $20. But he gave it to Dave, said, go get yourself a hot dog and a drink.
I'm feeling an awful lot like Bernie Sanders today.
He had to have stints put into his heart. We'll be back.
That could explain it.
We'll do the grab bag, then we'll welcome Godsmack and our lucky winner into the studio.
And this is at 3?
Yeah, just when we come back on.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And we got to do this.
Yeah, we got to do it. I'm not upset about doing that. I'm upset about the peripheral stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
The looky-loos, the people that want to go and muscle. There are people in this building that don't care that Godsmack is here to promote their show tonight. They just want to get a snapshot and an autograph and then forget that who we are.
But maybe Godsmack would be good at keeping them away. Go away. Keep away.
We'll be back.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I don't want to get into the details about it because I don't want to know the details about it, but Dave the Waterman just called. He's being roughed up. Now it hurts.
Well, bring him back. I need him.
He can't. No, he's got a job to do. And he's down there, and I guess during the commercial break, he called the hotline. Rob picked up the phone. He demanded to talk to Matt. Help me.
Okay, here's a quick one for Borderlands 3 fans.
What?
Dave, I have need of you.
Not today. He's got it. He's
whatever he's doing is not more important than what I need
him for.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
What's he doing? Putting up banners?
No.
What could he possibly be doing
by
at 2:30 in the afternoon when we know for a fact the band's with us, the band's not even there?
Yeah, he's getting roughed up.
Well, he needs to call us then. We'll fix it.
It's the fans that he's there for. The band is with us, and then the band goes to Hertz and then gets ready for the show.
Well, how is he's getting roughed up
then? He's there for
Nothing's happening there.
It is. I can't get into details
what
about it.
What could possibly be going on? I'll tell you what it is. Fake news.
Grab bag. Brought to you.
You know what happens, Stan?
What?
They got nothing on you.
Yeah.
Everything's going great. Doing the best we ever did. Doing the best that we can. Yeah. And then they try and bury you with bull.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Oh, before we start the grab, I need you to go over to that microphone. I got to test it.
This microphone?
Yeah, because there's going
to
be...
Do you want me to be Godsmack?
I want you to speak into the microphone as you normally would.
All right.
Hold on.
Interview me. I'll sit in the chair here.
I just need to see if the microphone works and where I got to put it.
Well, that's our...
okay, there it is.
That's our third album, and we worked with
Get the pencil. Hold on.
Very popular producer by the name of Richie Rich, and I wrote this song.
All right, that's fine. That's good enough.
You know, we were in Europe.
That's good.
Europe, you know.
Good enough.
You know, oh, that's a very good question. Boy. I picked up a guitar for the first time when I was probably six years old.
Here's Dave, please.
So your mic okay
you're
now?
It's fine.
All right.
What is wrong with you?
Hold on.
Are you still asking that same question?
Yeah.
Dave?
You're at your best today.
What a beauty.
You're a real beauty. Dave.
Yo. Yo, man, I'm not being roughed up, by the way.
This is what I hear. You're being roughed up.
I'm not being roughed up, man. I am trying to handle a dispute.
Rob, what did he say?
Sounded very frightened.
You
to be honest.
Sounded
very
frightened.
Scared.
Well, no, I get, they say one person against an army of people. When I'm trying to do my thing.
You got there at 7 a.m. this morning to stake out your territory.
And I got my territory staked out, and now there's a dispute over my territory, and I'm not happy.
Don't you break.
Oh, hell no.
Don't you break.
Can he hear the board?
I can make sure that he hears the board. Hold on.
Dave?
Yeah,
now he
can. Which one? Your box or the computer?
Computer.
All right, he can hear it.
I got you, Dave.
Yeah, what's up, kid? Especially those who weren't with us too long. Life is the most precious thing you can lose. Damn right. While you were here, the fun was never ending. Life a minute was only beginning. Can I call that Nichols? There's one for you. For you!
All right.
We got your back,
Dave.
Pay
attention to your job, Dave, and don't make us look bad again.
Are you kidding?
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Told you about this last week. Disney's going vegan. They're going to have vegan.
No. I heard they put in new cable cars. Why can't we talk about that?
Vegan.
Now you can be the first to enjoy the new vegan food menu at Disneyland. Chow down with your vegan kids on Tinkerbell Tofu, Cinderella Sprouts, Goofy Granola, Rapunzel Rice Cakes, or how about an Eeyore Eggplant, Mickey Mouse Miso Soup, Captain Hook Hummus, Buzz Lightyear Lentils, Little Mermaid Seaweed Surprise, Pocahontas Pistachios, along with an Enchanted Kingdom Kelp Burger. And remember, wash it down with a delicious Simba Soybean Smoothie. We'll see you in the shortest line at Disneyland.
Crying.
The new Vegan Food Court.
There's the kid.
Did you see that Universal Studios fired one of their characters?
Who'd they fire?
I guess one of the minions from Despicable Me.
Oh, really? Why? What was he doing?
See if you can pull it up, Rob, because I want to see if you notice it. They claim that this cast member was making the white power
Not this again.
And he had his arm around a little black girl.
Yeah.
But if you look closely at the picture, they fired the employee because of that's white power, not okay anymore. But if you look closely, her little brother is making the same sign at the front of the picture.
Yeah, but he doesn't know.
No, he can't even see the guy doing it behind him, but he's making it.
Yeah. I see. Ridiculous. This is
what the hell is wrong with people?
Stop. It's just got to stop.
Oh, do you believe that whoever is in that costume is thinking, I'm going to demonstrate white power?
No, I don't.
This is just, it's nuts.
The company that makes the Halo video game?
Bungie? Well, no, Bungie doesn't make it anymore.
Is using a pug. The dog, a pug?
Yeah.
To make alien sounds for their next game.
Oh, they have some good sound effects. Well, Bungie did.
Good boy.
The early Halos, their alien sounds, they were very high-pitched. And they make them sound where they're just saying nonsense words, but the cadence and the way that they're speaking makes it sound like they're cussing at you, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And you know how much thought goes into the sound in a video game?
A lot, I would assume.
Like I said, I'm playing Borderlands 3 right now, and that is very gun-oriented. They say there's over a million different types of guns in the game. And I saw a quick documentary about how they got the sound for it. The company is Gearbox. They're based in Texas. And I don't know if the software engineers had any idea what they were unleashing. But they put out a memo on the company bulletin board.
Yeah.
Do you or anyone in your family like to shoot guns? We will be out at this field recording sounds. They had to turn people away. They thought maybe a couple of people would show up. Everybody and their neighbor was there, and they recorded in detail all of these different gun sounds and then put them together. Quite amazing, really.
You ever, I love them. You ever have corn nuts?
Yeah, but I think it's something you got to be raised with because people are going, oh, corn nuts. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
They're but fried kernels of corn.
But people are passionate about it.
That are salted.
It.
I love them. The makers of corn nuts are catching heat for a suggestive tweet that asked fans to tell them their craziest place they've nutted. And everybody's all in up.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. We come from a time when their ad campaign's been only now is it being ultra-sensitive because of our
society. Well, it's part of the campaign to take away everything good.
Because when we were young, they had commercials like that.
Go to your room and lock the door, because when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Size doesn't matter, and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. Bust a nut. Bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself. We won't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I loved them, and I remember these commercials.
Get your package out and try to stay calm. Use a few fingers, put it in your palm. Yes, it's gonna be so great when you finally masticate. Whoa. Bust a nut. Bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. They're lightly toasted and hard as hell. Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Simpler times, Dan.
It is. What's the big deal? It's a corn nut.
You know what? I bet they can still enjoy them in Finland. Finland doesn't have the problems we have.
Yep.
Like Pelosi and Shifty Shift.
This is horrible. Let me get to it.
Do we really need more horrible? I guess if there's nothing good, that's what you got to go with.
Let me make sure I have the right one here. Yeah, this is the one.
So everybody's against corn nuts now?
Yep. Follow me on this. This happened a while back. Nobody's got an exact date on it because it's just coming to light now and has gone viral.
You're not talking about Shanika Harris's Mercedes.
No. She's got that boyfriend going around in that white Impala around the neighborhood.
That's not a boyfriend. That's a boy. A blank boy.
So, to high school, a boy who really liked a girl at the high school, I guess for, they say 2 years, he's had like a crush on her.
So that's inappropriate already,
no.
Right?
No. Okay. They haven't gotten to this yet. And so his buddies said, you need to ask her to the prom. She knows you like her. We'll help you. We'll put signs up. Will you go to the prom with, him? And he got down on one knee and all the, and it was all filmed and, well.
They were effing with him, weren't they?
No, it was called a prom fail. She couldn't give him an answer.
So prom?
Get on one knee.
Get on one knee. Will you go to prom with me? Hold up the question.
Yeah, I don't know. So
No, she said, no, I don't know. I'll think about it.
Yeah. Well, how do you construe that as not being an answer?
Huh?
How do you construe that as not being an answer?
I don't construe nothing. I'm telling you what they said.
Well, that's an answer.
And I think that means no.
Yes.
This is
anytime you get anything other than a yes, even if they smile at you, oh, you're so sweet, that's a no. Oh, that's so nice of you to ask. That's a no.
The homeless population in L.A. is off the charts.
It really is.
A lot of times you don't know how people wind up homeless. It could be one paycheck and then you're homeless. It could be drugs. It could be mental illness.
And it doesn't help that to live in a bad area in a studio apartment will cost you $2,000.
Yeah. A homeless woman in L.A. named Emily Zamurka has a video that's going viral.
Oh, the classical musician from Russia?
Yes.
I thought she was here to interfere in our elections.
No. LAPD posted a video of her singing in a subway. She's homeless.
And she's good.
Yeah. People found out when it went viral. They've started a GoFundMe page. They've already raised thousands of dollars for her.
You know you are on the TV. I said, what do you mean? If it's God's will for my life to change, then I will praise him and I will be so grateful.
I got to get to this.
And you know what? There's a lesson for you there. The lady's on the street. She's got nothing. Supposedly a world-class violin player, but a violin can be stolen. Invest in those things they really can't take away from you. They can't take away your smarts. They can't take away you.
Have you ever heard back in the 50s the band The Five Satins?
I think so. There were a lot of bands of similar names.
Yes, and there were a lot of versions of this song. It's from the 50s by The Five Satins. The song is called The Jones Girl. And it was just labeled the worst saxophone solo of all time.
Sax man!
Listen to this sax. And this is from the record by the Five Satins. The worst sax solo.
Throw, Joe girl, hey!
go. Was that you?
Yeah, that was me back in the 50s. I was alive.
Making your daughter cry.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. Stan.
Oh, I picked up the licorice stick.
Yeah. But he had to give it up.
Made my kid cry. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Poor, when we come back.
Poor little girls laying there in her Disney bed.
Yeah.
What is that sound?
Yeah. Yeah. It was horrible. Screamed a bloody murder. Godsmack in the studio next. Their big show tonight at Hertz Arena.
That
we'll
was a
also
great
have
sax solo.
The grand prize winner. Andrew is going to spend the entire day, the ultimate Godsmack experience.
I'll give you three guesses who owned the PA in that band.
Sax band!
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. It's a big day here at the studio. Because with us, and it's always a pleasure, especially when I see our buddy Shannon, it's a special time. We got Godsmack in the studio with us. We've got our winner of the ultimate Godsmack experience.
Winners.
I want to stress this. It was winner and a guest. And, of course, Andrew was our big winner from Lehigh Acres. And Andrew, you brought a lovely lady with you. Is that your significant other, your wife? John. Come on up to the microphone and say hi to everybody. And
well, if she wondered before, now she knows she made the right choice in marrying you.
Yep. You get to go hang out with Godsmack.
I think it worked out. I think that's the money zone, kid.
There it is right there. So I'm going to hit the money zone here, and I'm going to give a shout out to the Rob Show and say long time caller, first time listener.
All right. Where's Rob? Where is he, by the way? There's Rob over there.
I can't hear you. I don't have headphones, but I totally won, Rob.
Thanks.
Is this a plant?
No.
Did you set this up?
I had no idea, although he could ditch her and take me. I'll join you if he wants.
Oh, God. It's great to have you guys here. Sully and Robbie and Tony and, of course, our buddy Shannon. You're a part of the tour coming through here, and we got word you want to do the ultimate Godsmack experience, and I'm going down this list of what Andrew and his lovely bride are going to experience. This is something special with you guys, and do you know exactly what they're getting? Because I wanted to know if you got some kind of memo to know what you guys are in store for.
Yeah, no, we actually the ones that... you know, that brought this up and thought it would be a good idea to, you know, turn some people on that normally maybe wouldn't have gone to the show to the event and what we do before the event with, you know, our fans and people that have been around for a while. But, yeah, so it's, you know, basically a VIP experience, which is we're going to be taking you guys over to the show in our limo.
Yeah. And have you seen that limo out there yet? Oh, my goodness.
Please don't tell me it's white.
I don't know, but I was told you can stand up in the thing.
Yeah. It's rich white. Which right?
Exactly.
Rich white guy problems. And then you guys are going to be doing a backstage tour. You're going to be touring the stage. There's a VIP host there that will take you through the whole backstage area and show you the whole compound from the stage to the dressing rooms to whatever it is. And then we'll be meeting up with you guys again for a photo shoot. And, there's just a whole bunch of little tricks.
And they're getting like a big swag bag and VIP laminates and all of that stuff.
I don't know about that.
That's just their experience.
You know what? I am so...
But what they'll get is great seats, too. And it's going to be a great show. And it's,
what they're going to get is a great show.
Yeah! That's right. Yeah! But that's for the concert stage.
Yes, that's the concert stage. You guys, and we were talking before we got on the air. I mean, this tour has been going on.
Stan, I got to say something. Though.
What? Go ahead.
I am very surprised. You know, Godsmack is so nice.
Yeah.
We're old.
We were just talking about that,
We used
too.
To be mean.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys don't know what you did. I mean, it's ever since you put that song out, it's gone through my head on a loop. I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever. Now go away.
Now go away. Yeah.
And then you wrote another song called Keep Away. Every song is get the F away from me.
It used to be that. It was a lot, you know.
There was a time in our lives.
But you guys.
I didn't know we were going to get show tunes, too.
Hey, why not?
But now we're bulletproof. Bulletproof.
You guys are going around promoting the album. I guess it's every 4 years you put an album out. That's, about, I guess, about the going rate on that. And people want to go, well, when's the next Godsmack record? About 4 years.
You'll know when the next big hit comes out.
And you're right smack dab in the middle of the tour. And Shannon, you were telling us it's great to come back home and hang out, especially come to Florida when it's starting to get just a little bit cooler.
Absolutely, man. We're gonna be home in November, and we have a little break, and then there's talk of South America in February or something like that.
You guys are world effing travelers. I saw on your Facebook page, it's like every day, here I am in Rome, here I am in here.
Russia, and all these crazy places. It's been great, man. You know, it's been a world tour for sure. And we've enjoyed it, you know, and everything's been really cool, but this is really special, especially for me and Tony, who live here, you know.
And
because you've been everywhere and you know this place is the best.
It is.
Well, that's why you chose to live here. You think about this, though. I mean, for a lot of the years that Annie and I have been in radio doing this thing, you guys have always been around. 20 plus years, 20 million albums, Grammy nominations galore.
Still haven't won one of those.
Yeah, I know.
How is that possible?
I want to know this.
They removed our category.
They did,
Grammys.
But four or five times you were nominated.
How can you win a Grammy if there's no category?
Who beat you? Who beat you?
Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters beat us 1 year. Evanescence beat us another year. Jane's Addiction beat us 1 year.
Do you have to go? And then you're there for the ceremonies, right? You're all.
Yeah,
hanging out,
spiffed
waiting.
Up.
Yeah,
the cameras are on.
Yeah,
us,
waiting to hear your name. of course, plenty of tickets if you want to go down to Hertz Arena tonight. The show is tonight. And I also wanted to talk about briefly the Scars Foundation. And I know that it's a big, important thing to you and to help us make a difference. Tell me a little bit about that and what you're doing. And I know you're trying to bring a lot of attention to this.
Yeah. So the Scars Foundation is a new foundation that we constructed we released it in, it was either March or April of this year. And it was inspired through a song that we had wrote called Under Your Scars, which is a song that addresses the topic of kind of being insecure, having these imperfections, these things that, you know, we call emotional or physical scars that either embarrass us or make us feel unworthy and things like that. But the song is really about acceptance. It's about finding your peace with those scars. It's about showing them off loudly and proudly and you know, as your battle wounds of life kind of thing, instead of hiding them and going internal and creating these dark spaces. And so when this whole concept came up, it really sparked an idea about doing a nonprofit charity that is now helping raising money on a global level to help battle everything from severe depression to addiction, bullying, PTSD, suicide prevention, topics like that. And we chose to tackle multiple categories because we didn't want to just tackle one. We felt that there was multiple reasons why people are funneled into a depressive state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And all those different topics, I feel, are some of the top ones out there. So we've been teaming up with some of these elite companies that are experts in these fields. We have some really big news to share soon. I can't say it right now, but in the next, you know, probably 3 to 4 weeks, you'll probably hear about something that Scars just partnered with that is going to be a very big deal for us. And we're becoming a community.
Well, when you get that, why don't you call and let us know?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Seriously. And I know with Haney and I, we have a fund that we work with for the troops. And it is so satisfying when you realize that something that you start up for a good foundation or cause, that it's actually helping people.
Yeah.
And it is,
in a tangible way.
In a tangible way where you can see it.
If people want to learn more about it, there's a splash page on godsmack.com. So when you go to godsmack.com, just click on the Scars Foundation tab. It'll tell you all about us. You can watch this introduction video that I did, and it'll kind of explain everything. But we also want to encourage people to know that, like, this isn't strictly just like a place that we're asking people to go and donate and contribute. If financially isn't your strength, being just a part of the community, mm-hmm. we're creating events. We're going to do motorcycle runs. We're going to do 5K color runs. We're doing boxing events. Like, there's a lot of things that people are just getting excited that they're becoming a part of a community, and these people have a place to go to where they didn't have a voice before. They didn't know how to handle these kind of things. They felt like no one would understand, or that it was too dangerous to talk about, or those kind of things, right? And now they're seeing, like, a lot of people gravitate around this, and when they hear these stories of other people that battles these same mm-hmm. things, it kind of gives them a voice. They feel comfortable about talking about it themselves, and it relieves the pressure. And I think that's part of what we're trying to do with Scars Foundation, is become a community and inspire people to come forward and flesh this thing out.
Well, we appreciate what you do, yeah. And it's an important thing. A little change of subject, and I was thinking about this because you guys have been around for a long time now, and you have seen, as Haney and I have seen in the radio business, you have seen the industry change. Back in the 1990s, you'd go and put out a CD, an album, and you'd go and sell it that way. And now everything is going so digital, of putting out a single, the CD market, the vinyl market, so many different ways to get your music. Tell me a little bit, you, Shannon, how it's changed, and do you like the change?
Well, you know, mainly the change was physical to digital, and so we can't really sell CDs anymore. And
because a band will put out two songs and put it out there for download purchase, where it used to be, you know, you're a rock band and you put out that album.
I'll say this: the thing that sucks about it is we're artists that like to make a record.
Right. Yeah.
It's a journey, man. You put it on and you take a trip to the end, and it's got exactly. valleys and peaks.
It's an indication of something even bigger. And I got into this business when I was 15 for one reason, and that reason was rock and roll. And the slogan of the very first station I worked for, a tiny little AM station, was "Rock and roll will never die." I'm getting a little bit worried about it now.
Scary,
thank
yeah.
God for you guys.
And thank God for President Trump. I got to say this out
amen,
loud.
Amen, amen. We were watching his press conference
before. That guy is like this. Superman. Like,
you know, 8 years of Obama, who I'll admit, I don't care. I voted for him. And
well, you know what?
8 years.
People voted for him based on what he was promising.
Right. I know. And I'm not trying to get political here. What I'm saying about President Trump is that on a musician level, what happened was, you know, these big three companies, mainly Spotify, Pandora, and one other one, whatever, they came out and they took everybody's music, and people are paying $9.99 a month. They mm-hmm. get everything, every Godsmack record. We weren't seeing a cent of that. Streaming, there was no laws. There was no boundaries yet. And so after our union, just like any other business, we're in a union, musicians union, and they came in. And, you know, 8 years of trying to get this bill, even on the Capitol Hill during the Obama administration, could never happen. Within 2 years of Trump, he's sitting there with Kanye West and Willie Nelson and signing in the Music Modernization mm-hmm. Act. And all of a sudden, our checks are going to be, we're going to get paid finally for music that people have been listening to for free. And look, you know, if I design a teddy bear and I design the whole thing and then some company starts selling, I don't get any percentage, it's not fair. And so, you know,
they're using your name, your image, your music.
They're
taking everything that you do.
Yeah. So finally, thanks to this new Music Modernization Act that Trump got passed. So I got to give it up to Trump.
I think we need another act, though. And I proposed this years ago.
What's that?
For people like Stan and I that are older than dirt. Okay. If we
went around the room, we're all roughly the same age.
No, you look great.
You guys are you
what's
guys
your
are
secret, rocking. Haney?
You look great, but your headphones look like you've been with you since the beginning of the career.
I love them.
Jesus, will you get some?
That's right.
Paint them or something.
That's right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Remember this from Da Nang? Yeah. But I don't see why this couldn't work, especially when you got blockchain and all of this stuff. Stan and I purchased Back in Black when it was new. That should give us lifetime rights no matter what form music
takes.
Yeah,
we paid for it.
We should still own that.
That's true.
But then I had to go buy the cassette. Then I had to go buy the disc. Then I had to go and download it off of iTunes. But I already paid for it when it came out in 1980.
How many copies of Cat Scratch Fever do you have? You know?
A lot of
Double Live Gonzo. You got it on everything.
Because and we talked about that for years. Obviously, you want to be paid.
And it would be nice if, you know, when you do that and you own the rights to something, that money actually goes to the band.
Yeah.
Yes. How about that theory?
Because we actually paid for it. We hope you guys get paid for that. But just because a new delivery system of the music, we've already paid for that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you had that whole time when people were just stealing it. And that's ridiculous. But it's a change.
Well,
business.
You know what? It was one thing when you're talking about Napster, because that's just people going back and forth with music. And yeah, you got to figure out how to do that. But when you're talking about a for-profit company that comes out and takes your music, that's entirely different.
Corporation.
Yeah. Yeah. What about China? They're stealing all our stuff, and Trump's going in here and doing sanctions to try to get our stuff back.
And the thing is because Trump was, he held a SAG card, and our union, SAG-AFTRA, you know, the AFTRA's the music side of it, SAG's more the TV and film side, but, you know, he held a card, so he understood Trump, where Obama was a pure politician, never was in the entertainment industry, he didn't understand how bands aren't getting paid, or actors, or whatever, and so it was a good thing, you know, that Trump you're fired.
I think that's a great thing when you have somebody coming into that office, especially with a fresh perspective, where people have been banging their heads against the wall forever, and somebody comes in and goes, wait a second, that's not fair. Yeah, we should fix that.
Yes.
And there's nothing controversial about it.
No, it's getting
it's just
what you trying deserve.
Trying to get that bureaucracy to move is unbelievably difficult. So that's awesome.
Hey, we're doing a rock show tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Now I let him go here. And it's tonight, Hertz Arena. You guys are, as far as Haney and I are concerned, rock legends. And you've been doing this for more than two decades. And you're good. And you know what? You're going to go see a band and you say, it's not one. No, these guys are the best of the best. It's Godsmack. And guys, I can't thank you enough for taking care of Andrew over here and his wife. And
because that's really why we're all here.
for Andrew. It's Andrew's day. But thank you so much for everything you do. Guys, thank you for what you do to locally here, hanging out with us. And
this guy's unbelievable. The stories that I've heard about this guy and what he how he is with people around here, he's great.
Yeah,
and you know who I first heard about him from? Tommy.
Oh yeah,
Tommy said you got to check this guy
and
out.
Of course,
he's awesome.
I would come into the radio station on a Monday or Tuesday, not really wanting to get things rolling yet, killing a little time, and there would be Shannon in here with Zito, and they'd be shooting the crap, and then I'd suddenly be dragged into their conversations. Yeah, those were great times. I appreciate that. Guys, thank you so much. Godsmack tonight, Hertz Arena. Get your tickets. You're in for an absolutely great show. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us.
We're all doing great. We're doing the best we ever did.
Yeah. Now go away. Stan Haney. 96K
Europe. Everything that rocks. Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
All right. We got the board back to normal and everything now.
Everything's back to normal.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. It was great having Godsmack in the studio, and of course Andrew and his wife in the studio. They're the big winners.
He just had a smile on his face the whole time, plastered on.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, seriously. I mean, we've been privileged to meet and talk to our idols. But you get somebody that's was called this morning. You want to go hang out with Godsmack?
Yes.
Sure.
Can I bring my wife?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay.
and you're getting the limo, you're getting the backstage,
what
you're getting
hookup.
All the VIP, ooh, all the pictures and yes, stuff like that. That's amazing. And they are great guys. I mean, I think Godsmack, Rock Band, they're all our age.
And they are awesome musicians.
Yes, they are. Man, you don't hang around for 2 decades, 20 plus years. And that's why I tried to emphasize, you're going to a show, you're seeing the best of the best.
And after we got off the air, Shannon and I were talking music and some of the people that we know, because he's very involved here mm-hmm. locally.
Yeah, he is.
And very supportive of people. And talking about this, talking about that. And he goes, oh, you know Randy Bailey.
Oh, Randy Bailey.
Out of everybody you could bring here, Randy Bailey.
Randy Bailey.
I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, well, he's Randy Bailey.
Would
is,
you call him a real beauty?
Hell, what a beauty. He's a friend of mine. He was the Buzzard drummer. And Randy Bailey is one of the nicest, thoughtful, most thoughtful human beings I know. When he goes in and he checks it at the door.
I know, because... You know, I was the leader of the band, and for the most
Randy
part...
Randy Bailey, didn't tell Randy Bailey that.
Well, for the most part, I could deal with everybody in the band. You
except
know, we're
Randy
talking
Bailey.
About 5 or 6 people, but Stan had to intervene one time with Randy Bailey, and it was yeah. never forgotten.
No, well...
But what did you say to him?
Check the ego at the door. You know what? There's only one chief in this room, and it's the leader of the band. Follow his direction. Sorry about that. Hi, Karen. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello. I'm great.
You love arbitrary authority.
I love that because I don't.
You would
I possess
been,
none.
You know what? You would have been a world-class security guard.
Yep.
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Yep. No problem there.
You got the wrong pass.
Yep. Now I'm right back here where I am.
You go
in
on
charge of nobody.
Tell all those important people all about it, but you're not getting past me, okay?
I've
got the wrong color laminate.
We've heard that a lot over the years. I've got Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets to give away. And you cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. And that can go to somebody if they're smarter than Haney. I've got 6 categories. Karen is your lifeline. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. Go head-to-head with Mark Haney. You defeat Haney, you're going to get a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. And you're off. Pair of tickets so you can bring your wife or your friend or a buddy like Andrew did.
Well, except that you won't be going in a limousine
no,
with
you get,
Godsmack.
No, you got to arrange your
other
own transportation.
Other than that, it's exactly the same.
And that prize can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions. What a f***ing jerk. All those prizes. Yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
277-9600 could not have won anything in the last 60 days. You answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose.
And we do have the lovely Karen with us.
Karen is your lifeline. Use her with caution. You have to go and say, I would like to use my lifeline before I ask the mm-hmm. question.
So if there's a category you're deficient in,
yep.
she might be able to make it up for you.
Karen?
Do the people what? That run this place, are they aware that she comes on our show?
Are they aware that you come on the show?
Yes and no. I still get a lot of people that don't know.
Well, most of them don't know our name.
Because... You're very good on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
They should really take advantage of that
to have
somebody that talented in the building.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. Random Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. You must get at least two right to even be eligible for the prize. The first caller doesn't necessarily mean the random caller I'm going to use. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Perry.
Okay, Perry. Have you won anything from us in the last 60 days, Perry?
I have not.
You don't hear that name a lot anymore.
It's a good name, though. I went to school with a guy named Perry.
Perry Como?
No, no.
Everybody call you Perry Como?
That's actually who I was named after.
Really? The great Perry Como. You're familiar with the game, aren't you, Perry?
Yes, sir.
All right. The categories, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature. Where is my...
Science!
It sounds so low. All right, there we go. And sports and leisure. Remember, if your opponent cannot answer correctly and you have the category open, you can steal. Karen's your lifeline. Perry, did you say hi to Karen?
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. I would assume it's geography.
Well, you know what happens when you assume something.
You make an ass out of you and me.
Well, you're correct about 60% of the time.
let's see. And listen to the question, Perry, because if Haney misses it, you can steal.
Alrighty.
All right, let's see. La-ta-ta. Haney, what creature is pictured on the German coat of arms?
Eagle. What,
you are absolutely correct. It is an eagle. You're on the board, Haney, in geography. Perry, category?
How about sports?
Sports and leisure for Perry. If he cannot get this right, Haney, you can steal it.
Oh, I find that highly unlikely, Stan.
Perry, what stadium saw Roger Maris belt his historic 61st home run in 1961? What stadium?
Yankee Stadium.
You are absolutely correct. It is Yankee Stadium.
Would you have given me credit if I said the house that Ruth built?
Yes, I would have. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Haney, sports and leisure. What heavyweight champ lasted all of 91 seconds against Mike Tyson in 1988?
Oh, jeez.
What heavyweight champ lasted all of 91 seconds against Mike Tyson in 1988?
Jerry Cooney.
Incorrect.
God, I should know that. I can't remember.
Anybody want to take a guess?
You know I should know that.
I know you should know that. Michael Spinks. Michael Spinks. Perry, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
I'd like to use my lifeline, Karen.
All right, Karen, category?
Perry, do you want to pick the category or do you want me to do it?
I'll let you do it.
All right, let's do entertainment for him.
Entertainment. Karen's favorite.
Yes.
Let's see. In entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Karen?
Yes.
For Perry,
yes.
In entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of SpongeBob SquarePants' pet snail that meows like a cat?
It's Gary.
It is Gary.
Woo!
In entertainment.
There you go, Perry.
There you go,
Thank
Perry.
You. Appreciate
you got,
it.
Got entertainment taken care of. Haney. Category.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature for Mark Haney. Okay, yeah. Haney, what was the first Mickey Mouse movie with synchronized sound?
Steamboat Willie.
You are absolutely correct.
You're impressed, Karen?
Yeah,
in
you
arts
didn't even
and literature. Well, he's from Florida. Perry, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
How about history?
Let's go with history for Perry. Let's see. I think I know the... Okay, yeah. Perry, in history, who announced at the Berlin Wall, Ich bin ein Berliner? Ich bin ein Berliner. Who'd said that?
Have no clue. Hitler.
No, incorrect.
Well, I know these days we go around calling anybody Hitler, but I hadn't heard of this guy called that.
Haney, you can steal and gain control.
JFK.
JFK in history, yes, sir. Haney, you got control. Entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
Science. Science and nature. All right, now be listening, Perry, because if he misses it, you can steal that.
Got it.
Haney, what... This, I can't believe they asked this question. Haney, what birds...
What?
Birds. What birds were traditionally used as gas detectors in coal mines?
Canary.
It's the canary, you betcha.
All right.
In science and nature. All right, Perry, you got some catching up to do. We need geography. You need geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
How about we go arts and literature?
Arts and literature for Perry. Okay, simple enough. Arts and literature. Perry, who painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Sure, who painted the Sistine Chapel ceiling? I need an answer. The Sistine Chapel. No dice. No dice. Sorry. Sorry. Haney, you already have the category, but you know who.
Well, it's one of two. Da Vinci, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Painted the Sistine Chapel. Haney, you have entertainment, sports, and leisure.
Karen?
Yes?
Can you help?
Of course. Which one do you want me to do?
Which
stick entertainment. Yes. She's one for one today. Yes. Entertainment for Mark Haney. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully.
Okay.
What actually is an American Beauty in the movie of that title? What is the American Beauty in that movie title? What actually is an American Beauty in the movie of that title?
What actually is an American Beauty?
In that title of that movie.
America.
No. Incorrect.
I have no idea.
And Perry has it. Haney, would you know the answer to that?
Yeah, it's a 16-year-old girl.
No, no, that's what it's. That's what. But it actually is a rose.
A rose. Okay.
What's the American Beauty? Perry, geography.
That's misleading.
Yeah. I know it is.
It's not about a rose.
No, it's about a 16-year-old girl who's floating around in rose petals.
You know, that was back in the day when Kevin Spacey could make movies about a 16-year-old girl.
Yep. Perry, geography.
It is true.
Perry, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Geography.
Geography for Perry.
You got this.
Got some catching up to do.
You got this, though, Perry, right?
I hope so.
You're gonna get it.
Let's see. All right. What was abolished in Colombia in 1849? What was abolished in Colombia in 1849? What was abolished in Colombia in 1849? I need an answer. Time's running out.
I'll go with slavery.
You are absolutely
good
correct.
Job. I told you, you got this.
It is slavery.
Yeah, because generally you don't use the word abolish for much of anything
yeah.
else.
Mm-hmm. All right, Haney.
That is true.
Entertainment, sports, and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney.
Why couldn't you have asked her another SpongeBob question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of asking her about a Kevin Spacey movie about a 16-year-old Doyle.
In the 2005 movie, Haney, what city is King Kong shipped to?
New York.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. New York City. You are at match point. Right now, Perry has control of the board. Haney needs one category. Perry needs three categories. History, arts and literature, science and nature. Perry, pick one of those.
Science and nature.
Science and nature. Let's see. Okay. Perry, what bird lays the largest eggs? In science and nature.
I'm going to go with the ostrich. That's the only thing that's coming to my mind.
And you are absolutely correct. It is an ostrich.
They are big, mean, and stupid.
Yes, they are.
Have you had a run-in with an ostrich?
No, but I've seen them from far away, and I don't want to be anywhere near them.
That's smart.
Yeah, no.
That's good instincts.
Yeah, no.
People can ride them, too.
Yeah, no,
they
thank
have
you.
Ostrich races.
I've seen that in cartoons.
Yep. In real life, too. They get a jockey on the back of an ostrich.
Oh,
yep,
man.
And then they jump off the ostrich and they box a kangaroo.
Yep. All right, Haney, here's the deal, Perry. Haney's at match point in sports and leisure. I'm going to give Haney that question. If he gets it, game over. Game's over. Haney wins. If he misses it, you already have the category, but you will have control. And if you answer your next question correctly, then you will be at match point. Understood?
Yes, sir.
All right. Haney, in sports and leisure, for the game.
Can I just take a wild guess?
No.
Without penalty?
Okay.
Joe DiMaggio.
No.
worth a shot.
Haney?
One of these days, I'm going to get one of those right.
We're in baseball, a playoff season. In fact, the Rays play today in the elimination wild card game.
How much will they lose by?
They might win. They're playing the A's. They might win. Haney, who was the catcher when Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in the World Series in 1956? Who was the catcher for Don Larsen in that perfect game?
Yogi Berra.
Friend of ours, he passed away. The legend himself, Yogi Berra. Game over,
but you
Haney
know,
wins. Hold on,
though,
Perry.
Even though it's off by decades, I really wanted to mention Ron Say. Just for
the
sake
penguin.
Of saying his name, because I think he's being forgotten.
All right, let me ask you this. What Dodger shortstop went by the nickname The Penguin?
Who is Ron Say?
That is correct. All right, Perry, here's the deal. You played a good game. You played a good game. You got four right, which qualifies you for the prize. Now, you did not beat Haney, so in order to get the prize, which is Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
And he should also have to thank Karen profusely.
And yes.
Absolutely.
Because that was a big question.
All right, so he thanked Karen, and then he has to say something to Haney over here.
Haney, you are way smarter than I am.
But then again, I'm not named after Perry Como.
Yeah. That is, so how did you get named after Perry Como? Were your, did your mom or dad know him? Were they just big fans? How was that?
They were big fans back in the 60s, and they were having, I was born in December, and they were watching a Christmas special one day. It had Perry Como on it. They liked the name, and that's how I got it.
Here's the thing about Perry Como, and it's spooky. When I go and look back for songs on the Wayback Machine, he was still on the Billboard Top 40 charts in 1974.
Doing what?
And I love you so, more than you will ever know. He was still, that thing went up the charts in 1974, and he was right there with rock and roll bands, and there's Perry Como's name.
It went up the charts, and then it went round and round.
Hold on, hold on, Perry. Hold
right,
on.
Thanks, guys.
You betcha. And congratulations.
Yes.
And you went 50-50 today, 50-50. But you know what? It's a home run when Karen's in the studio.
Thank you, guys.
She's always just a delightful to have here.
You're our ray of sunshine.
I'm always going to be here, you guys.
And we think you're the best. Hopefully somebody else will notice someday.
Yeah, I think a few people notice.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, you need to start getting more voice work around here.
Oh, thank you.
Haney, can we close the door on this thing?
I would love for her, because, see, I would listen if she was on, because it would calm me down.
I would, too.
Thank you.
You are stupid.
Thank you, Karen.
Smart. Of course, my
pleasure.
Know
your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be.
No safe word is coming momentarily.
Take your prizes, hat in hand.
Why is
now
that lady messing with a lion?
Start to
she's
understand.
Very smart.
Oh, she climbed over the fence at the Bronx Zoo. Idiot.
You've been schooled by
she's
Mark
waving at me.
Yes.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
We're going to pee on you.
Ew.
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
I mean, crap, that has to be removed. This whole I'll pee on you. Stan and Haney here. Hi, everybody. You still have about 4 minutes. 4 minutes remaining on the clock to get the 4 o'clock safe word in to have a chance at the thou. Air. A-I-R. Air. Put that safe word in at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or text the safe word, air, A-I-R, to 45911. And good luck. You could be eligible for that thou. You got about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes to get the safe word air in. We're going to get you updated on traffic here and all of that stuff. But I haven't heard, how's Dave doing, by the way? Is Dave the waterman okay down
well,
at Hertz Arena?
You said he was getting roughed up.
I haven't heard. Rob, will you do me a favor and just see if he picks up his phone?
I don't know what number to call for him.
Oh, yeah. Do you know a number?
Yes. I do.
All right. Jot it down. And cause
I'm
I just,
not jotting anything down.
Well, what are you going to do? Put it up against the glass?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Always bothering me.
All right. Let him see it again, and he'll start dialing. All right. Can you see that? Let's see if egg yolk picks up. La da da tee.
La da da da.
La da da da. I've learned when I don't have to.
You know what?
I don't want to dial the phone.
Since we're waiting. Yeah, well, with your fingers. Since we're waiting, I want to get rid of an earworm anyway.
Okay, go ahead. And then we'll see if he actually picks up. Because he's doing nothing out there.
Oh, that's sorry, the wrong one.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was good.
The
idea is
to do it with a deep bass voice, and I'll combine both. But I'll do it for you now.
No answer.
Singing the both parts.
Pull out. You can pick up right now. This is the message I'm getting.
You're getting a message,
Mr. Bassman.
Ah, I remember that.
19. You set that music thumping to you, it's easy.
When you what was it saying?
Saying that the user that you're trying to call has restrictions, which will not accept this
phone
call.
Oh, yeah, because it's October now. He only paid for September.
Oh, for crying out loud!
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping to you, it's easy. When you go 1, 2, 3, did a ba ba ba.
You mean ba 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 ba.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Man, you're on all the songs.
You haven't paid your phone bill, have you? Haney hasn't given you the money for it, has he?
Shut up.
It's the truth. We can't even call you. We can't even call you. Big concert tonight. We can't even call you.
I'm using one of my burners, bro. Okay, I've got 7 phones. Okay.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why?
Because, man.
How many of those does Haney pay for?
None.
Oh, none? Really?
No, one.
One?
That's what I call the hotline.
So is that no good anymore now?
Well, it's shut off till Friday.
Jeez. Update us. What's going on?
Are you on the 305 now?
Jeez. No, the 805, the 354. No, I'm on the 904. I'm trying to think the area code, man.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Well, are you doing? You helping promote the radio station at Hertz Arena?
Bro.
What are you doing?
Yeah, dude. I got it all bannered up.
You getting boxed out by the other stations?
No, man, but I got to have a meeting about that.
A meeting?
A meeting? Did you win the meeting?
No, I didn't win no meeting. Okay.
Do you get yelled at or?
No. It's just it.
Who's yelling at you? Do you want me to fight him?
No, man. I was trying to call you guys to let Godsmack know to give me a shout out because I've got my spot staked out, son. Because, man, I'm telling you, it's war out here, boys.
All right. Well, represent us, will you? Don't stop embarrassing us.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, wait, stop. You heard me. Okay. let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. First look.
Okay.
Hold on. What?
Do you need me down there, Dave?
He seems to be okay, I guess. He lost a meeting.
Oh, okay. He lost the meeting?
Yeah. I said he had to go into a meeting, he said. And then I said, well, did you win the meeting? He said no.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Will we ever know the truth?
No, you'll never know the truth.
Will we at least get a story out of it?
I don't know. That would be Matt doing some investigation as to what's going on.
Well, at the end of the day, the interview with Godsmack sounded great. So
yes.
That's all that matters. And that we have a good show tonight. Dave, it doesn't matter.
Was he roughed up? Do you know?
Oh, come on now, please. Dave?
Yeah.
He'd never let that happen.
Yeah, he is a tough guy.
Yeah, he's tough. Step on him like a worm.
Good job, guys.
Thank you. Let's see what we got. A couple of things on the board. Fort Myers crash. South Cleveland
Avenue.
Come on,
man. You forget it.
College Parkway.
He knows martial arts.
Yep. Shotokan. Disabled vehicle. Michael G. Rippey Parkway and Alico Road. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. Little of this, little of that.
Okay. All right.
Women.
They're all crazy.
And if you're a bit dull, we're here to help, gentlemen. Women will make it very obvious to you when they want you to propose. A woman finds a $250,000 Rolex.
Ooh.
in the couch she got from the thrift store. She's all excited. What's she going to do with the money?
What?
Boob job.
So she didn't go to try to find the original owner, do the good thing?
No, she's getting a boob job.
She kept it and getting a for $250,000.
Yep. Science has finally figured out the female orgasm.
Oh, no, they haven't.
And finally, of course, there's no such thing. And finally, a wanted man tries to escape U.S. Marshals. Good move on his part. He hid out in a haunted cave.
Ooh.
I dare you to come in here. These stories, much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to ditch these marshals Mark Twain style.
Yeah.
Go to the haunted cave.
Laughter. Oh, we try to bring you some each and every day.
Oh, you sounded like that guy. What's his name?
Who?
The scary guy that I don't like. He goes, hoo, 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 hoo.
That?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who is that? I don't know.
You play the drop all the time. He scares everybody. Starts with a G.
G? I play it all the time?
Yeah.
What do I play all the time?
The scary guy. Gonzo or something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's,
See?
Yeah. That's
Aging ain't
not
funny.
Not Bonzo. From the Munsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What's his name?
Zombo!
Zombo! There we go.
It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
It's happening.
Fort Myers, Cape Coral.
Stan.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Zombo!
Right before our
eyes.
See,
now that I know what you're talking about, I can tell you that was played by the late, great Louis Nye.
Yeah.
Zombo!
You can tell me that now.
Yeah, when I was...
But for how long?
Yeah, because for a few seconds back there was no sale. That only increases with age.
Yep. Well, it's brain rot.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies. Zombo.
See, how could I forget that?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't remember either.
I was the original non-rememberer, and then you looked at me with no sale.
Let me tell you, I'm catching up.
Look up there. One eye says no, the other one says sale, and they're fluttering.
Yeah.
Have you ever named your car?
I have not named it directly, but it is a female.
Always.
Yeah, when I was a teenager and I had the Roadrunner and the Camaro and the Monty, they were women.
I only, I have had names later, but my Camaro was Bessie. And then later on, I started naming my cars after thoroughbreds.
There you go.
Yeah. Remember when I traded in Giacomo for Lava Man? So, some people not only have a name for their car, but they talk to it as well. Never went that far.
No.
Not literally. Oh. I'd say, you know, when I was racing, you know, come on,
come
baby.
Come on, baby.
Yep.
You got this.
But I don't think that counts as talking to it.
Yeah.
Really. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things your car would say if it could talk.
Top things your car would say if it could talk.
Yeah? How about I trade you in?
Yeah.
Dear God, enough with the Kelly Clarkson music. Excuse me, am I a vehicle or just a hiding place for you to eat French fries behind your husband's back? This old lady has taken way too long in the crosswalk. Gun it! Man, what I'd give to have a driver's ejection seat.
James Bond style.
Yeah. Next time you want to stop for that crazy redhead, how about putting some towels down first?
Laugh it up.
She's up there. It hurts Rena standing around pacing on the sidewalk.
Woo!
Good Lord, that came out of your nose?
Oh, thank you, baby.
Ah, cute baby seat. You know, I think it's about time somebody trades me in to somebody cooler and gets themselves a minivan. Look, man, if you're not going to finish that joint in the coin tray, can I?
There's Dave.
And finally, the very top thing your car would say if it could talk.
Yes.
Please, please, take that O-Exist sticker off my ass. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Over. Has left the building.
Look at that little worm.
Yeah, he is. That Adam Schiff worm.
Is there something that I'm missing? Is there something in just the bone structure of his head that makes me angry?
And he's got a little bit of bug eye, too.
He just looks like such a puss. Yeah.
Well, he was picked on a lot in school, too, I bet.
Well, for good reason.
Yeah, take a look at him. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This person left a fake name, but I could understand he might get in trouble. Ahoy, gentlemen. First, I want to say that I am a fan of your show. Have been since 2018. And finally decided to write an email to you guys after finding out I am not the only young person who listens. I recently turned 17 and thought I was the only teenager who listens, but nope. The 14-year-old really surprised me, and now I guess that makes two of us out of thousands of older men who listen to your radio show.
Well, the smart kids know, because we tell you what's really going on.
Respect to you guys, whoever you are. And secondly, thanks for releasing the episodes on Spotify. Are our episodes on Spotify?
Rob,
do you know anything about that? Spotify?
I'll have to check.
Yeah.
I don't put them up there, so I don't know. Melvin does.
I finally have something to listen to while my teacher's while reading, and my teacher does her thing.
Yeah, pay no attention to her.
I'm not joking. All we need now is for Rob to release his episodes on Spotify. Then it will be heaven on earth.
What is going on today, Stan?
But
there has been a lot of Rob promotion today. Well,
he's the next big thing. Next big thing. I mean, watch out. Rob show
is this
2020 is his breakout year.
Is this organic or are these plants? Because I'm very suspicious.
Well, our big winner is a big Rob fan. This person here just waiting for Rob's show to be on Spotify.
Are those plants?
Yeah, are those plants?
No, but I would love to be on Spotify with you guys. And you are on Spotify.
We are.
Why? Just,
the weird part is it's only some episodes, though.
How did we get on Spotify?
Who uploaded it?
Like, all of the best ofs that we put up for when you guys were on vacation for your wedding, Stan, they're all up there, but everything since then hasn't been posted. So I'll have to get with Melvin.
Who is posting it? Rat F69?
I think Melvin.
I want answers. I want all inquiries made.
You know, it's called treason.
Yep.
We used to know what to do about it.
Yep. Don't know now. By the way, guys, I heard Dave grab something from that old building downtown. This is from Mark.
He did. He got
something. I just want to let you know, I grabbed a large piece of the old gate when they tore that down. What was that? The Fort Myers? Oh, the San Carlos Park gate. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
And I'm glad you brought this up, Guardian, because I saw it last night and could not believe it. Ahoy, gentlemen. I saw this yesterday and it made me go WTF. I did the exact same thing. The city of Portland, Oregon has a new bathroom policy, and it is stupid. Wait till you hear this, Haney. Portland, Oregon.
We working on a real beauty here?
A real beauty. They are removing all urinals from all public bathrooms.
Oh, God.
Something about gender equality. Now, here's the story I heard about it.
I thought we were trying to save the planet. Urinals use less water.
There was no big outcry in Portland about it. Women in Portland certainly weren't screaming to have urinals in the ladies' rooms. And certainly men love a good urinal. They just decided in the city of Portland, Oregon, to be gender neutral. All urinals in public restrooms are removed. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
And this would be at the business owner's expense?
No, this is not a private business. This is...
So your taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, correct. To
are
remove,
being used
to remove,
to
all,
remove yes, working urinals.
Correct, because it's not equal.
Now, Portland is not a small town.
No, it's a major city.
And I know they have at least a basketball team.
Yep, Rip City.
So will they be removing all urinals or what we like to call troughs at the stadium?
Yep, probably. It's city-owned.
Do you have any idea what the lines are going to look like?
Ridiculous. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
There it is, my friend.
Oh, what's this?
The old deserted house.
What's this?
They say at night, strange sounds come from this house. Come.
What?
Let's go closer.
What?
Are you afraid?
Yes.
You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
No.
Well, there's no turning back. You've entered the house of...
Zombo!
Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then I'm going to tell you about the Sin City Takeover Live with Dave and Chuck the Freak and how you could possibly be a part of it. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Naples. All right, one thing on the board, and it is in North Fort Myers. It's a disabled vehicle, North Tamiami Trail, and West, is this really a road? West North Shore Avenue. That's right by the Edison Bridge, so I'm told. And you are up to date. Another traffic update coming up in about another half hour. Be a part of the Dave and Chuck the Freak Sin City Takeover and spend 3 days in Las Vegas, Nev. The dates, October 16th through the 19th at the fabulous Link Hotel. That was right next to the hotel I was staying at when I was in Vegas. Be a part of the Dave and Chuck the Freak live broadcast and take in the nightlife on the Vegas Strip. It's fun. Now to register... So you don't have to go and call in. Just go register online at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, and sign up to win tickets to see Las Vegas' favorite Suns, Five Finger Death Punch, November 16th at Hertz Arena, courtesy of Prospect Park Records and 10th Street Management. We'll pick 5 ticket winners, and they'll all be eligible to win the trip to Las Vegas to be a part of the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show in Sin City as they take it over. Sign up now and get more information at 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Oh, it's Dr. Bastardo. Ray, how are you? My personal doctor, family practitioner, Ray Bastardo. Yes, doctor.
excited for the big rock show.
What, are you talking about Godsmack tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were going to be going to Godsmack.
Well, you know, I haven't been invited yet, but you tell those fellas in Godsmack they need anything, give them my cell number. I'll take care of them.
Hold on. Let's stop right now. Are you hinting around that you'd like to go to Godsmack?
Well, I just, you know, these guys are on the road. You know, I've dealt with that my whole career with your performers.
I know.
You know, you're out of town. You don't have a doctor in that town. You need a little help.
I know. You have a lot of celebrities that come to you now here at with your practice in Fort Myers. But let me explain something. And Ray, you're not only my doctor, you're my friend. I have no.
Yeah, well, that goes what I was saying.
I personally have no inside track to get you or your lovely wife in to go see Godsmack. You're going to have to get tickets. It's not like I can go and just say, "Oh, well, my doctor's going."
Oh, come on, Stan.
Ray, why do you think that I have the clout to do that kind of stuff?
Who do you think you're talking to here?
Talking to you, Ray. I'm talking.
Stan,
what?
You know, arrangements are made. Things are done. That's what makes the world go around. How would you like it if next time you come to me, I go, "I'm sorry, Stan. It would be unethical of me to give you Viagra samples because I'm running a professional practice."
You don't.
Here.
I asked you for Viagra samples, and you said no. I might get you a card so that your first prescription only cost you $400. You wouldn't give me any samples. You say you don't get samples like that. You told that to my face.
Oh, damn. That must have been McMungus then.
Yeah, he's your patient too. That's true. Matt Mangus. You call him McMungus?
What was his name?
Matt Mangus.
Yeah, that's a fella.
Yeah. And he wanted Viagra samples and you gave him some?
Yeah, I must have gotten a crosswire somewhere. I could have sworn I gave you a whole candy jar.
No, you didn't. You didn't give me a whole candy jar. I asked you. I asked you about a year ago. And what's the other one? Cialis. I asked you for both of those, and you said, "Stan, it's not like I have all of these pills in the back room. I might have a certificate that can get you 10% off." That's what you told me.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe I'm not myself today.
You haven't been. I don't think you've been all day. You haven't been yourself all day.
Well, I haven't because last night, you know how I love Italian.
Yeah, I do. I do know how you love Italian food. Didn't you once tell me that your nephew has an Italian restaurant right in Las Vegas, and every time we go out there, you say we should go, but I can never find it.
Yeah, Bastardo's.
Yes, I know, but I can never find it.
I think I got you a gift card.
You did not get me a gift card. You said to go into Bastardo's in Las Vegas, right across from the, the Link, where Dave and Chuck are going to be. You said it's right across the street there. There's the Italian restaurant, Bastardo's. Tell them you know me. It's my nephew.
Yeah, you won't pay for nothing. Yeah.
I went there. Last three times I went to Las Vegas, I'm looking for Bastardo's. I even asked people at the hotels, "Can you tell me where Bastardo's restaurant is at? It's right here on the strip." And you wouldn't believe. Nobody knew what I was talking about. Nobody knows a Bastardo's.
Well, you know what? It's been a while. I'll have to call my cousin and see what's happening with
I thought it was your nephew.
Whatever, okay?
When was the last time you talked to him?
I told you I'm having a bad day. I would have been at a funeral in 2013, I want to say.
That's 6 years ago. A lot of things change.
That, That's when Uncle Tony passed.
Yeah, you tell me, oh, Bastardo's is the best food in the world. Go in, tell them you know me, and you're going to get the best Italian food you ever. Nobody's heard of the place.
Well, I sure as hell wish they had my family at a restaurant open here, because I got a hold of a bad meatball last night. Damn near killed me.
What the heck happened? What do you mean you got a bad meatball?
Oh, I don't know. I was up all night. I didn't sleep more than an hour and at a time, and I'd wake up, and my stomach would just be gurgling.
Oh.
And so, you know, the healthcare system is so screwed. I had to go to a walk-in clinic.
You? Medical doctor had to go into a walk-in clinic?
Yeah, I couldn't get an appointment nowhere else.
What'd they give you?
I think they gave me some Prilosec. I don't know. I never
heard. It's over-the-counter stuff, Doc. Now, wait a second.
But anyway, I go under. I can't even understand half of what this guy's saying. I don't know what his nationality is. It was what was his name? Dr. Empanada. This guy, whoa, what a beauty. But anyway, that's not even the reason I called.
Okay, why did you call? You wanted to go to Godsmack.
What? Well, I would like to, but, you know, it's not going to kill me.
Oh, and can you tell me why it had nothing to do with the meatball? I got a message.
Try some opiates, that's all.
I got a message. I'm supposed to see you the end of the month, and it said you had to cancel my appointment. I made the appointment 6 months ago, and it said, please reschedule with Nancy. Your appointment for 9:30, canceled.
That's between you and Nancy. It's beneath me, scheduling issues. You worked that out on your
own. Are you going on vacation or something?
Well, I did want to talk to you about something, though.
Okay. I won't see you at the end of the month because it's canceled. You canceled it. Maybe I should charge you.
I'm thinking about making a major decision for my practice.
Oh, what is that?
Well, I'm thinking about getting out of the insurance rat race because they screw you six ways to Sunday.
I know you've always said that.
And I'm thinking about going the concierge route.
What's the concierge route? What is that?
Well, it's a French style of medicine where you pay me instead of the insurance company. Okay?
Yeah. And how are you going to give it? Because my insurance company might cover a majority of the cost of my visit.
Not anymore. So you give up your insurance company, and you just pay what you're paying them to me.
So if my visit to you, which is about what it is about $250 just for a visit where you do nothing but talk most of
the
time.
Well, that's the insurance price.
And what would so if I just came in to see you, and we don't go and deal with insurance because you got the concierge plan, how much would I pay you?
Well, you'd have to pay me you know, at least a couple of hundred a month, maybe even a couple.
So a monthly fee I'd pay you to go and see you twice a year?
No, just a flat rate. But the reason I wanted to talk to you about it is I notice certain things on the radio. You don't hear advertisements for certain things like liquor or cigarettes.
They haven't allowed cigarette advertising since 1970.
But then I noticed that they started allowing lawyers to advertise.
Yes.
They didn't used to.
They have for several years now.
So what about me as a doctor? Can I advertise? Because I got some great marketing ideas.
You're thinking, I don't know if, I mean, we've had specialists on here, plastic surgeons and, you know, male issues, you know, vasectomies and
that's
all. We've had that, so I would assume.
So vasectomies are good.
Yeah.
Because I just come up with this on the toilet this morning.
Jeez. Yeah?
What?
Nothing. You're telling me, and you're telling everybody, you're on the air, and you're having this conversation. They had an idea on the toilet.
Well, come on.
You had a bad meatball.
Who hasn't had a great idea when you're sitting on a toilet?
Okay, what's the idea, doctor? What's the idea?
Well, I was thinking it'd be perfect for you.
For me.
We market to older gentlemen who have managed to marry a younger woman.
Why are you bringing this up again? She's a patient of yours, too.
You're a lucky man, that's all I can say. But instead of calling it a vasectomy,
yeah,
I come up with this, and I got to get it copyrighted and trademarked.
Yeah. So you're saying it on a live radio program.
I don't know what you're talking about. But here's,
what
here's,
is it?
Here's how I want to advertise.
Okay.
You can come to me if you don't want to be making any baby batter anymore. You can come to Dr. B and get yourself a mysterectomy.
A mysterectomy. Wait, first of all, you can't. A doctor needs to stay professional and not say baby batter. Okay? That doesn't go in the advertising. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo. Want to stop making baby batter? That you can't go and do that. You're a professional. You
Stan, this isn't medical. This is advertising. This is giving it a little pizzazz.
Then you would go and get an agency, and then you'd get some big voice guy to go and make it sound all official and not use terms like baby batter.
And then what? At the end, I go, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo, and I approve this ad?
You can do that, or, hi, come and see me. I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo at my fine location off of College Parkway.
Well, where am I going to find some, you know, big, bald, big boy son
they
of a bitch?
They find them for
me.
You, Dr. Bastardo. That you go and...
Yeah, but that's going to, Stan, that's going to cost. It's going to cut in the bottom line.
Are you telling me you want to come down to the radio station, do a concierge kind of thing of just pay direct and cut a commercial and put it on the air?
Stan, you're getting confused. It's simple enough. You pay me instead of the insurance company, and I go out and I market and go, hi, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo.
Okay, you want to try
have
it?
Have you?
You want to try it? Get
sure.
ready. All right, let's get ready. Let's show me how this commercial would be. We'll leave the agencies out of it. We'll leave the insurance companies
right.
out of my medical
right.
care.
Right.
All direct.
Right.
Dr. Bastardo has right. Incentive and advertising. I snipped. Go ahead. Ready? Roll them.
Okay. Now, this is all hypothetical. This isn't for air. It's not
no,
for real.
It's not for
hypothetical.
Air. Right. We're just on a personal one-to-one phone call.
In
the middle of the day
I'm...
when I'm working.
And I don't know what I'm doing. We're just spitballing.
All right.
Let's see.
Ready? Give me a countdown so I can roll tape.
A countdown?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. And then start.
3, 2, 1. Hello. I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo. For many years, I have served the Florida area as a physician. But now... I've had it with the insurance companies, so I'm cutting out the middleman. Instead of paying them, you pay me. And right now, we're offering a special discount procedure for older gentlemen who have managed to rob the cradle and marry a much younger woman and want to avoid the problem of children. So therefore, I will perform a medical procedure that I like to call a mysterectomy. You see, ladies have already taken hysterectomy. It really should be a hysterectomy, but I've taken it back and turned it into a mysterectomy, which is a highly profitable procedure, low risk, and very little work for me. Everyone's a winner. So come see me, Dr. B, Dr. Ray Bastardo, at the corner of Doctor's Way and... What? Nancy! What's the cross street? Well, we can edit that.
Yep,
in
that'll
later.
Be just snipped right out. Nobody will even know it.
All right.
All right there, Dr. B. I've never called you Dr. B ever.
Well, that's, you know, the kids call me that.
Okay.
Hey, right. Dr. B, because I'm cool.
Okay. I got to...
You know?
All right, I'll run it up the flagpole, see if anybody's interested in the sale.
All right.
All right, Dr. B.
Hey,
No Godsmack.
How are you on your youth products? You need a refill?
Battered Bastards of Beasley Media Group, Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you to hit the G spot. Could get you a foul. That's, again, coming up at 6 o'clock.
Seriously, what the hell is that?
There's a big, like, stick bug that's been by the door. Everybody has made a comment about it, and he's just been living there. He's about 4 inches long, like a stick.
Rob. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Can you take a picture of that bug?
Yeah.
And post it?
Sure.
And ask people what it is?
Right by the door?
Yes.
Is it this door or the studio door?
No, right where you come in outside.
You haven't seen it.
No, I came in a different door, though, today, so I haven't come.
Big bug.
The... Okay.
Now, when you walk out the door.
It'll be top right.
Yep.
Okay.
Right by the door frame.
When you're staring at it.
I want to know what the hell that is. You know what it is? I'll tell you.
What?
It's where we live. Because occasionally, nature needs to remind us that we live in a swamp.
Yep. We're in the subtropics. Before I do traffic, before you do news, local beat story, and it's moving at a snail's pace because I talked about it about a year ago, and it went nowhere, but they're going to try again.
They've solved the zombie con.
No. Oh, that's been solved. Took a long enough time. headline. Florida bill would require dogs to stay outside at restaurants. They're going to try it again. Most four-legged patrons of pet-friendly restaurants would have to remain outside under a bill proposed this week by State Representative Bruce Antone, Democrat, Orlando. The proposal filed for consideration during the 2020 legislative session would prohibit household pets from traveling through or remaining indoor patrons of public food establishments in order to protect the health, safety, and general welfare of the public. Hear, hear. While the bill wouldn't preempt existing local ordinances, it would direct the State Department of Business and Professional Regulation to adopt rules and to create a publicly accessible website for complaints. It also wouldn't bar, obviously, service animals from accompanying their owners inside. The tourism marketing agency, Visit Florida, says on its website, dog-friendly outdoor restaurants, bars, and craft beer pubs throughout the state, offering yappy hour, canine-friendly designated times, and other open-air doggy areas won't be affected. The 2020 legislative session will start January 14th. They're trying to get the dogs, the lap dogs, out of the restaurants.
Hey, Rob, what do you think of that bug?
That's an alien. That's a weird-looking bug. I've never seen anything like that.
Post that and see if anybody knows what it is.
It's up on the Stan and Haney Show Facebook page.
Okay, good.
And another thing I wanted to ask you. You're talking about what they did in Portland, where they've just removed all the urinals in the city.
Yes, city buildings.
When they do things like this, do they know that it's crazy?
You have people with an agenda. You have people with an agenda. And they don't care. They're going to get it through.
But do they know that we think they're crazy?
I'm sure they do.
But they just don't care.
They don't care. I was listening to a radio show, and we've talked about it numerous times, about bed bugs coming back, other diseases coming back that we literally, mosquito-borne diseases that we literally wiped out because of DDT.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one woman, hippie, back in the 60s, along with a bunch of hippie people, went and made sure that DDT was outlawed. and it there is no science that backs it up. Bird eggs weren't getting soft. It wasn't good. Bleed. It wasn't getting into any other. They tested it. They gave animals a zillion times what they'd be exposed to. Not a problem. But because there was one group that said, this is bad, and they started just pestering and screaming and yelling. Now we have diseases, a lot of them mosquito-borne, that are killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, but they don't care. DDT bad. So now, they want to go and make gender-neutral bathrooms because we don't want to offend. You know, it's not like saying put urinals in the women's rooms so those transgendered males can go into the ladies' room and use a urinal. No, take them all out. We're all equal.
Now, it's probably a mistake, but I try to make sense of things. The same people that are now screaming that we're all going to die in 10 years because of the climate.
Yeah.
And saying that we need to get rid of fossil fuels and whatnot and only clean energy. Aren't these the same people that did concerts and stuff to destroy the nuclear power industry?
Correct. No nukes.
How does that make sense?
Oh, that was because everybody watched the movie 3 Mile Island. What was the one that Jack Lemmon was in about the nuke plant? China Syndrome.
But they say that we need massive amounts of clean energy, and we have the technology that happen.
We sure do.
But they don't want that either.
Because God forbid something to happen. A meltdown.
But the technology that they're talking about is almost, 50, 60 years old. We have newer stuff now.
Yep, and virtually foolproof. And could power anything. But they don't like that.
So
no nukes.
They're against everything.
Yes.
Are they for anything?
The Green New Deal. Get rid of cows. Stop eating meat.
Which seems to
and
be
wind power.
A tall order, because it sounds like they want us to give up our current lifestyle altogether.
And shatter the economy.
And go back to the days of outhouses and piss buckets.
Here's what we got for you. North Fort Myers crash. The 141 block of Pondella Road, right by Dollar General. Fort Myers, hit and run. Gladiolus Drive, South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News.
I'm Jerry
Kay. Harry Wiesner and Barbara Walters, who is in California. Also, Frank Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
I'm Jerry King.
I'm Ann Compton.
I'm Charles Gibson.
I'm Jerry King.
Hi. I'm Bob Walters.
I'm Garrett Gutley. You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday,
October
2nd.
double on to XIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Rip the knob off.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
It's Rocktober.
It's Rocktober.
Yeah. October.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Stan, has there ever been a television show canceled as the first episode is airing?
I don't think so. Well, if you're bringing it up, there has to be a yes. My natural instinct would say no, not while it's still airing, but you wouldn't be talking about it then.
I don't know if this exists, but I want to know what the hell they were doing. The only television show canceled as the first episode was still airing was a sketch comedy show called Turn On. It aired at 8:30 p.m. on February 5th, 1969 on ABC. It was canceled prior to 9 p.m.
Who did it star? Is that the show right there? If it is, I'm going to turn it up.
Is that it?
Or is that an ad? Is that an ad?
It says it's Turn On from 1969.
All right, let's see what it is. See.
You are looking at the Titanic of ABC's primetime history. This is the never-aired second episode of Turn On.
She said it was wonderful, and she thanked me for the big one.
The network canceled the show after the first episode. But according to the show's creator, the head of one affiliate couldn't wait that long.
He went on the air during the first telecast of Turn On himself and said, the remainder of this program will not be seen this evening or ever.
Turn On. I want to know who it starred.
Well, they got a good producer on that. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Tim Conway was...
Conway?
The guest host for the first episode.
And it got canceled?
I bet it was good.
You better believe I bet it was good.
Has anybody ever said to you, Stan, it's as plain as the nose on your face?
Yes.
Now, I want you to look straight forward right now.
Yup.
Can you see your nose?
No. If I do that, I can.
The fact of the matter, your nose is always in your line of sight. Your brain is just smart enough to ignore it. So you don't get distracted looking at your nose all the time, because it's right there.
Yep, some brains had to work harder than others.
What?
With a big nose, like a Jimmy Durante or a W.C. Fields.
I don't know how, but that's going to upset somebody.
Yep.
People on Reddit got off on a bit of a tangent. It's almost like our question of the week, where somebody threw it out there. What's the biggest secret you've kept from your parents?
Well, I'm a little too old for that. I mean, I can't remember that back. I kept a lot of secrets from them. Drug use, alcohol abuse, female abuse. Well, I didn't mean that.
What?
I mean,
girls.
Parties.
Female abuse.
Well, I didn't mean that. I'm just doing stuff when they didn't think you were doing it.
They thought you were doing it.
They probably did.
Well, people on Reddit shared a lot of things, and we have the top five. When I was 14, I overheard my mother yelling at my father about porn searches on the computer. It was me. He kept denying it, and she kept calling him an effing liar.
Uh-huh.
He slept in the guest bedroom for a month. I never said a word.
Yep, there you go.
Another one. My mom doesn't know I've been arrested. Another one. I am fully aware of my father's extramarital affairs. I recorded a movie over my sister's high school graduation video. No one's noticed yet. And the number one answer?
Yeah.
They poor mouth their parents. I make more money than I let on, so they can't take advantage of me. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful household.
You gotta live with it. You gotta live with it.
Now, see, in your case, I would support you on that.
Yes. There's a few things.
Because you were robbed blind.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd invite you to join them this weekend as Verragio, one of America's top bridal designers, will join the Diamond District with their entire collection of stunning engagement and wedding rings. Verragio has always been on the forefront of design and technology, and by pushing the limits of innovation, Verragio gives you an unparalleled level of quality, comfort, and craftsmanship. Jason and Todd are excited to meet you personally, and along with your purchase of any Verragio ring, valued at $2,500 or more, you'll receive a free pair of 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. If you're in love and ready to be engaged, there is no better weekend to visit the Diamond District. Jason and Todd are also offering 12 months interest-free financing. This is big! View the entire collection of Verragio engagement and wedding rings. Purchase any Verragio ring for $2,500 or more and receive free 1-carat total weight diamond stud earrings valued at $1,500. Only with the Diamond District.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Did we find out what that bug was, Rob? Did anybody reply to the picture about what the bug was?
A lot of people have, and there's a guy on line one who says he knows what it
is. Well, I ain't got time for him.
Okay. everybody is basically saying it's a walking stick bug.
I believe that.
It looks similar to the walking stick bug.
Thank you. Thank you, viewers of the Facebook page.
Bill. Science.
Science!
A new study out of the University of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Tried to figure out why there is a female orgasm.
Oh, geez. They've been trying to figure that out for forever, and nobody has an answer.
They do now.
So they say.
They studied this because, unlike a male climax, it's not necessary for reproduction. Really serves no purpose. Not important.
No, doesn't fit.
So, since it clearly serves no biological function, why does it exist at all?
Yes, this female orgasm.
Scientists got their answer by a potent combination of rabbits and Prozac. You see, since Prozac makes it more difficult for women to climax, researchers gave a bunch of it to 12 female bunnies. And they found that those bunnies released 30% fewer eggs during the sex than the bunnies who weren't on dope.
Ah.
By the way, all the bunnies had relations with the same hard-working male rabbit during the study. His name is Frank. That detail was significant enough to make the final report. But what does all this mean?
What does it mean?
Scientists say it shows the female orgasm helps trigger ovulation, which is a boost to making babies. Sort of. But mainly the report was about Frank's incredible stamina. There's a woman in Canada who recently purchased a smoky old couch at a thrift store.
Yeah.
She paid $25. And being a thrift store couch, she thought it would be a good idea to maybe give the cushions a once-over, make sure there was nothing in there. Well, there was. There was a watch. And not just any watch.
It was your father's watch.
This watch was carried.
We digress.
It was a vintage Rolex Daytona 6241. Ooh. Paul Newman.
That's a beauty.
There were only around 3,000 of them made in the late 60s, and they are some of the hardest watches to find for sale anywhere.
Look at that pretty watch. She probably immediately tried to go and find the owner.
She immediately called a watch dealer. They examined it, determined it is 100% authentic and worth, at a minimum, $250,000. Mm. What's this nice lady going to do with her windfall?
Going to go and put a little ad in the newspaper and on social media. Watch found owner, please come forward.
As soon as $250,000 came out of the watch dealer's mouth,
yeah,
she told him she's off to buy a house and get a boob job.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill!
Of course she is. Of course she is. What are you talking about? Find the rightful owner? Hell no.
Absolutely not. She paid $25 for
right.
that.
I'm going to get every dollar's worth.
Here's a 42-year-old gent named Joshua Van Esch of Lonoke, Arkansas. And he was wanted by U.S. Marshals on drug charges. They closed in on him Saturday, and he took off running. And he had a plan. He didn't just run off willy-nilly. He knew where he was heading.
Where?
Straight to a cave called Blowing Cave in Cushman, Arkansas. But Blowing Cave was closed on Saturday because a film crew was inside investigating paranormal activity. Ooh. And the owner of the cave saw Joshua run inside and called the cops about somebody trespassing. Blowing Cave is considered dangerous and hard to get through, so Joshua wound up in there overnight. A crew finally found him on Sunday afternoon. He was taken to the hospital and facing a ton of new charges, including fleeing, resisting arrest, and whatnot. But you know what? Kudos. If you're going to run from the U.S. Marshals, you could do worse than a haunted cave.
Yep. did his own investigation.
Indeed. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, Rocktober 2nd.
Rocktober, Rocktober!
Rocktober.
Double M-X-I-X.
Blah, blah, blah.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this day with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show going to be up at 6 o'clock. He'll have the safe word for you at 6. Could get you a thou. This guy has been waiting here for a half hour. I don't know if he's still on, but let's find out. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Mike from Arcadia.
Mike from Arcadia. You've been sitting on the phone there for a while. What do you want to tell us?
That bug that's up there by your door?
Yeah, it's a stick bug.
Southern two-stripe stick bug.
Okay, so you know exactly. It's a southern two-stripe stick bug.
Exactly, yes.
And do they bite?
No. Completely harmless.
All right. And why would he be hanging out on our door all day long?
Probably coolest spot.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Got to the bottom of that, and I hope that was worth his 30 minutes of waiting on hold. Let's get you updated on traffic one last time. And I know it's sponsored by our friend, so I could use it today. Anger Management Rage Room. Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. For more info, go to amrageroom.com. Couple of things on the board. Fort Myers got a hit and run. Jean Street and Alico Road. And then this one in Estero. Crash. 8,000 block of Mediterranean Drive, right by the Target. And you are up to date.
A 1D, 2D, parody B. Cups are utterly incredible. At Mardi Gras and Spring Break, they're usually quite visible. But you there, sweet lady, got a great set of breasticles. Are they real? I don't have to ask.
That's true.
Hey, Double D Cups, they may look inflatable, and whether they're paid for is often debatable. But on tons of websites, they're always downloadable, as well as Kim Kardashian's ass. Woo!
Double D Cups, $6,000 bucks, we'll credit card them. Charge 'em. I love you, Double D Cups. Can't get enough. I'm glad I bought them.
Thank you, Rolex.
So glad I bought them.
Yeah, I like them in tank tops. I like them in sweaters. I like when they point like an Irish set. Yeah, Double D Cups have never looked better, but I can't seem to get lucky. Yeah, I must admit that some ladies with biggins have more than a few times had my name written on them with a Sharpie when they see fitting, but they're all usually quite chubby.
Double D Cups, hope they don't bust. Good lordy, lordy, you're such a hottie.
For the honor.
I love them Double D Cups, can't get enough. Oh, what a body. Oh, what a body.
Well, nothing against those who were not as blessed and may never win a wet t-shirt contest. But when it comes to Double D's, I confess, they're the ball in my vavoo. Yeah, Double D Cups can be saline and plastic. The bigger, the better. They sure look bootastic. And though they may make it hard to do gymnastics, I mean it when I look at them and say,
Double D Cups,
you're more than just jugs.
Yeah.
Bazoons, cans, baby feeders, tatas, milkshakes, pink nose puppies, hooters, watermelons, Twitter sausages, blouse money.
Whatever you are, you're still my friends. My lifelong friends, both of you. Even the slightly smaller one.
I love them Double D Cups and bras that push up like Dolly Parton. Double D Cups, can't get enough. They're kind of gaudy, but oh, what a body.
Woo!
Double D Cups, 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 Double D Cups.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
You know what kind of stuff rednecks like to buy? Shiny stuff. We are attracted to shiny objects. UFOs, beer cans, fishing lures. If it's shiny, we like it. And if you think about it, most of the people that see UFOs have been using fishing lures and holding beer cans. So actually, there's a connection there. Sophisticated people invest their money in stock portfolios. Rednecks invest our money in commemorative plates. Yeah, that's the Legends of NASCAR series right there. Sophisticated people have retirement plans. Rednecks play the lottery. That's our plan. Sophisticated people go to restaurants that require reservations. Rednecks go to restaurants that require we drive around to the second window, please. Hey, and listen, could you supersize them fries for the little woman? It's our anniversary.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96 K-Rock, and we leave you
this afternoon with this.
Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Oh, it's Dr. Bastardo. Ray, how are you? My personal doctor, family practitioner, Ray Bastardo. Yes, doctor.
I did want to talk to you about something. I notice certain things on the radio. You don't hear advertisements for certain things like liquor or cigarettes.
They haven't allowed cigarette advertising since 1970.
But then I noticed that they started allowing lawyers to advertise.
Yes.
They didn't used to.
They have for several years now.
So what about me as a doctor? Can I advertise? Because I got some great marketing ideas.
You're thinking, I don't know if, I mean, we've had specialists on here, plastic surgeons and, male issues, vasectomies and
that's
all. We've had that, so I would assume.
So vasectomies are good.
Yeah.
Because I just come up with this on the toilet this morning.
Jeez. Yeah?
What?
Nothing. You're telling me and you're telling everybody, you're on the air, and you're having this conversation, they had an idea on the toilet.
Well, come on.
You had a bad meatball.
Who hasn't had a great idea when you're sitting on a toilet?
Okay, what's the idea, doctor? What's the idea?
We market to older gentlemen who have managed to marry a younger woman.
Why are you bringing this up again? She's a patient of yours, too.
You're a lucky man, that's all I can say. But instead of calling it a vasectomy,
yeah,
I come up with this, and I got to get it copyrighted and trademarked. Yeah.
So you're saying it on a live radio program.
I don't know what you're talking about. But here's
what is it?
Here's how I want to advertise.
Okay.
You can come to me if you don't want to be making any baby batter anymore. You can come to Dr. B and get yourself a mysterectomy.
A misdirectomy. Wait, first of all, you can't. A doctor needs to stay professional and not say baby batter. Okay? That doesn't go in the advertising. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo. Want to stop making baby batter? That you can't go and do that. You're a professional.
Stan, this isn't medical. This is advertising. This is giving it a little pizzazz.
Then you would go and get an agency, and then you'd get some big voice guy to go and make it sound all official and not use terms like baby batter.
And then what? At the end, I go, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo, and I approve this ad?
You can do that, or hi, come and see me. I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo at my fine location off of College Parkway.
Well, where am I going to find some, big bald, big boy son of a bitch?
They find them for you, Dr. Bastardo. That you go and
But that's gonna cost. It's gonna cut in the bottom line.
Are you telling me you want to come down to the radio station, do a concierge kind of thing of just pay direct and cut a commercial and put it on the air?
Stan, you're getting confused. It's simple enough. You pay me instead of the insurance company, and I go out and I market and go, "Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo."
Okay, you want to try it?
You want to try it?
Get
sure.
ready. All right, let's get ready. Let's show me how this commercial would be. And we'll leave the agencies out of it. We'll leave the insurance companies out of my medical care.
Right.
All direct.
Right.
Dr. Bastardo has incentive and advertising. I snipped. Go ahead. Ready? Roll them.
Okay, now this is all hypothetical. This isn't for air. It's not for real.
It's not for
hypothetical.
Air. Right. We're just on a personal one-to-one phone call.
Yeah,
in the middle of the day when I'm working.
And I don't know what I'm doing. We're just spitballing.
All right.
Let's see.
Ready? Give me a countdown so I can roll tape.
A countdown?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. And then start.
3, 2, 1. Hello, I'm Dr. Ray Bastardo. For many years, I have served the Florida area as a physician. But now I've had it with the insurance companies, so I'm cutting out the middleman. Instead of paying them, you pay me. And right now, we're offering a special discount procedure for older gentlemen who have managed to rob the cradle and marry a much younger woman and want to avoid the problem of children. So therefore, I will perform a medical procedure that I like to call a misdirectomy. You see, ladies have already taken hysterectomy. It really should be a hysterectomy, but I've taken it back and turned it into a mysterectomy, which is a highly profitable procedure, low risk, and very little work for me. Everyone's a winner. So come see me, Dr. B, Dr. Ray Bastardo, at the corner of Doctor's Way and, well, Nancy, what's the cross street? Well, we can edit that.
Yep,
in
that'll later. Be just snipped right out. Nobody will even know it.
All right.
All right there, Dr. B. I've never called you Dr. B ever.
Well, that's, you know, the kids call me that.
Okay.
Hey, right. Dr. B, because I'm cool.
Okay. I got to.
You know?
All right. I'll run it up the flagpole, see if anybody's interested in the sale.
All right.
All right, Dr. B.
Hey, how are you on your youth products? You need a refill?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.